You might remember that film Armageddon back in 1998. It's about a ragtag group of drillers sent on a one-way mission to blow up an asteroid that's headed for Earth.
What hit us?
Small asteroid fragments.
This morning. How big were those?
Those were nothing. The size of basketballs and Volkswagens.
This new one you're tracking, how big?
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind. Half the world being incinerated by the heat blast. And the rest freeze to death in nuclear winter.
Basically the worst parts of the Bible.
Well, that was science fiction. Turns out maybe they were onto something, because today NASA will launch a mission to crash a spacecraft into an asteroid to see if a minor collision could be enough to knock it off course. It's called Double Asteroid Redirection Test Mission, or DART. Glenn Nagle is from the Canberra Deep Space Communications Complex, and it's part of NASA's Deep Space Network. Glenn, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Tell us about this mission. Why is NASA crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid? How present is the threat of a collision?
The good news is that the asteroid that they're going to, Dimorphos, has zero chance of coming our way. They picked this particular asteroid at about 11 million kilometres from the Earth, a nice, safe, double asteroid system. And that's just so that we can test our planetary defence efforts, which DART is sort of the first test of that program.
So the mission, as I understand it, is to attempt to hit the asteroid nearly head on, so smashing into it, not to smash it, but just to basically kind of nudge it off its orbit. Is that the idea?
That's the plan. Yeah, unlike the movie Armageddon, which you just played a piece from, where they blew up the asteroid, that's actually probably one of the worst things you can do. It just means you've got lots of bits coming at you at high speed, and they're probably radioactive from the thing that you've detonated it with. So the idea really is to deflect these objects, just to change their course just a tiny bit, so that over time that flight path misses the planet. So for asteroid Dimorphos, they're going to be impacting it. And Dimorphos is about the size of the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. And they're going to be hitting it with something about the size of a washing machine. Now, that sounds like you're not going to get much out of it, but it's hitting it at 24,000 kilometres per hour. So that will actually nudge its orbit around its parent asteroid, Didymos, and change it by only just a tiny amount. It orbits around about the main asteroid about every sort of 12 hours or so. So even if we only see a few minutes change to that orbit, that can tell us something important about what it would take to move something larger that was coming our way.
Okay, and are we doing this because we are scared for humanity? I mean, we know there's a lot more sort of space junk out there, and we know there's things hitting things and maybe creating more you know, broken up asteroids. But how worried are we, and should we be?
So there's a thing sort of called the Torino scale. It's a little bit like the earthquake scale, the Richter scale, and it goes from 0 to 10. 0 means no problems at all from objects out there. 10 is end of everything. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we know nothing that has gotten ever higher than a 1. But there are millions of objects out there, some that we have not observed. So we know about maybe 95% of the things a kilometre and larger. But there are other things out there that come our way on occasions that we haven't even spotted yet. There are literally not enough observers, and it's a big sky.
Well, we know one occasion, millions and millions and millions and millions of years ago, it's thought that a collision ended the reign of the dinosaurs. I mean, do we know that for sure, and is that what we're worried about?
Yes, most certainly the impact of something maybe 6 kilometres in size over the sort of Mexico, the Yucatan Peninsula, mm-hmm. there 65 million years ago caused global devastation and was part of the demise of the dinosaurs. These sorts of objects come around maybe on the order of every 500,000 up to every 100 million years. So we're in that period when we could expect another object to come our way, part of many major collisions to our planet over billions of years. So we are kind of overdue. So it's important that we start testing now, and along with other missions that we have out there, which are returning samples from asteroids, so we know more about their density, their composition, so we know what kind of punch to give these objects to get them out of the way.
Yeah, but so what are we actually test driving here? I've seen it described as a planetary defence system. Is it a bit like a, you know, a missile shield defence system? But it's pretty rudimentary, isn't it, if we're talking about sending up spaceships to knock into things?
It is pretty basic, but that's really all you need. It's a matter of sort of throwing something in an object fast enough, so enough kinetic energy, so you do move it. But knowing about these things far enough ahead. If you took the scenario that was in the movie Armageddon, they had 17 days. And that's probably, it's great Hollywood, but in terms of real science, there's maybe not a lot we could do about an object huge coming our way at that sort of time thing. So knowing about these objects, observing them early, knowing about them years, decades out, gives us plenty of time to be able to come up with strategies, ways to be able to nudge them. And it really only takes the smallest of nudge to be able to open up that angle over time so that you do not have those collisions events. We want to have a much better chance than the dinosaurs had 65 million years ago.
Glenn, is this the first time that humanity has tried to interfere in the sort of gravitational dance of the solar system? And if so, could there be consequences that we're not banking on? Is that a concern?
This is the very first time it's been achieved. But with the double asteroid that we're going to, Didymos and Dimorphos, there is zero chance that we can change the orbit of that object so that it actually ends up coming our way. So there's no risk at all. We're hitting the small moon of this main asteroid, Didymos, and actually just changing its orbit around the parent object. So the parent object will still have more than sufficient gravity to keep it in orbit. So okay, there's no chance of an accident here. So we're all very, very safe. We can assure you of that.
Is there zero chance that the spacecraft could miss?
There's not a zero chance, but they've actually put on some very unique targeting systems on board that have gotten a lot of good track record. It's almost akin to the self-driving systems for motor vehicles, but far more sophisticated.
Okay,
that can actually navigate and target these objects, see them, and make sure that we do get an impact with this huge object. It is pretty big, so there's a good chance of hitting it. And, of course, we're here in Canberra, we're going to be tracking it. We're going to be making sure it's on course. We'll have all the data coming back. And the great team here, of course, from CSIRO, will make sure that it all goes safely.
It's pressure time, team. Good luck. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Glenn Nagle from the Canberra Deep Space Communications Complex.